Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Hey, we're going to jump right into this hour of At Your Service. Brad Young in with you this evening for an additional hour. Thanks for sticking around tonight. We did have a few transmitter problems last hour, but Matt Pajeski tells me we're all up and running. Everything's good, both on 50,000 red hot watts, 1120 AM or FM 98.7. Of course, you can always listen by downloading the Odyssey app. You can listen online. You can download this show as a podcast, have it sent to your favorite podcast service every week. So many ways to listen to At Your Service. So thanks for being out there this evening. Coming up in the next hour, and I'll plug this again in just a moment, I love doing this. I love sharing information with you that you won't find or hear or read anywhere else. And one of the things we're going to talk about in the next hour is about the January 6 rioters and about the basis upon which they were convicted and why I think most of those convictions will be overturned this year. And I'm going to break that down for you. No spin. I'm not telling you one way or the other about what I think or what I think should happen. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen based upon interpretation of the laws under which the January 6 rioters were prosecuted. So that's coming up in the next hour, probably around 9:17, 9:18. So make sure that you stick around for that. Coming up, though, in this hour, in the few minutes that we have remaining, you know, today is National Bucket List Day. National Bucket List Day. So one of the things, if you'd like to call or text in as the show progresses, I would love to hear what's on your bucket list. Everyone's got kind of a different bucket list. I've got some polling data here. But, you know, listen, right now, St. Louis wants to know what's on Matt Pajeski's bucket list. My friend, are you even old enough to have a bucket list?
No, not really.
You're not.
I've got some ideas, but I don't know if they're feasible.
Like what?
I would like to see a baseball game in every single MLB stadium, but that requires a lot of traveling and a lot of money. But someday it could be cool to say that you've seen a game in every stadium and just to have that experience and to have your own mental list of which one's the best. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a few. I've seen Wrigley Field and Petco Park in San Diego is very nice, but I would love to see Camden Yards in Baltimore and Yankee Stadium, Fenway Park. I would just love to see those big name parks if I can't see all of them.
That's a great bucket list. And I think given what you do, you might actually be able to make that happen.
Who knows? That'd be pretty cool.
Travel with the Cardinals, do some away audio work. I mean, of anyone.
Could happen.
You could make that happen.
Yeah.
But instead of talking about the bucket list, and I'll talk about this in a minute, Chris has been holding. I want to catch Chris before we go to the break. Hey, Chris, welcome to Camo X.
How you doing there, my friend?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you?
Great. It's fine, thanks. It's good. Great to talk to you.
And you've got a Whitey Herzog story, don't you?
Sure. Brad, I guess it was a few weeks, maybe a month or two after the 85 series. I called in Sports Open Line. Gosh, it was so long ago. Ron Jacober had that tells you why. He did a great job. He had on Don Dinkinger as a guest, and I guess on the phone or in the studio. Anyway, I called in. I think I was the first caller, and I suggested to the late Don Dinkinger.
Mm-hmm.
I suggested he get a seeing eye dog whenever he takes the field next time. And it left Ron Jacober and Dinkinger's speech. I think Jacober might have said they got a call from the state hospital or something like that. I think
Chris, that's pretty funny, Chris.
I never forgot it. Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Brad. I got my sarcasm from my late old man, so it just that's where it comes from.
I love
it.
Listen, sarcasm is one of my favorite forms of humor, my friend, and thanks for sharing that story with us, Chris.
And just one more thing, Brad. Yeah. On my bucket list, it remains my dream to hit a winning lottery ticket and to buy my daughter and son-in-law and her mom could move with them too. Get out of her apartment, mm-hmm. two bedroom apartment, and get a house. That's my lifelong dream. Just to get my daughter a house. It would thrill me to no end.
Well, Chris, that is very magnanimous of you.
Well, thanks, Brad.
And appreciate you sharing that. And as always, my friend, thanks for listening to KMOX.
Keep up the good work, Brad.
I'll do my best as long as we're on the air. Thank you, Chris. Hey, coming up after the break, as I mentioned, I'm going to break down this issue with the January 6th rioters. Did they break the law? Absolutely. Did what they did and what those rioters did it justify going to prison for decades? I don't think it does. And even though there have been many convictions, I'm going to tell you right here, and you won't hear this again anywhere in the mainstream media because they only want to report the salaciousness of the news, not the basis upon which the news happens. And I'm going to break down for you why I believe the January 6th convictions will be overturned in the not-too-distant future. But what do you think about the January 6th? Was it a riot? Was it an insurrection? Was it an attempt to overthrow democracy in this country? Or was it just excessive exuberation? And I just made that up. That's a Bush phrase. Excessive exuberance. Is that what it is? 314-436-7900. I'll break it all down for you next on At Your Service.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter.
and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to Camo Wax. I just got a text in that said pretty sure the transmission issue was not fixed. So we're looking into that. I appreciate the text. Thank you very much. Certainly, if you are hearing us partially, you can obviously catch us on 98.7 FM. You can catch us online at camowax.com or on the Odyssey app. And we will be looking into the AM transmitter button here, or the tower, rather, fairly quickly. But I wanted to get to this situation regarding the January 6th convictions. First of all, let me tell you where I stand so you know what bias I'm bringing to my analysis. Again, that's something you never hear on the mainstream media. They don't tell you what their biases are. I will always tell you what mine are, and I'll tell you when my analysis differs from what I would like to have happen, and that happens frequently. And so, because I'll always be honest with you. But in this instance, here's my personal opinion. January 6th, the people that broke into the Capitol building, they should have been and they were prosecuted to the full extent of the law. They trespassed on property. They destroyed public property. They put individuals at risk. I don't believe in the conspiracy theory that it was orchestrated by the deep state or whatever. I don't fall into that category. Those folks broke the law. But the law that they broke was trespassing. And the law that they broke involved destruction of public property. There was no actual attempt to create an insurrection. They were not there to overthrow the United States government. And think about it. You can't overthrow the U.S. government with a couple of guys waving flags and a dude with a Viking helmet. You can't take over the United States government with that. You can't do it. So under no circumstances do I subscribe to the theory that it was an insurrection, because it simply wasn't. It wasn't by any stretch of the use of the word insurrection. But they were lawbreakers. That's why I disagree with President Trump when he calls them political prisoners. I don't see that to be the case. However, let me break down for you, and again, this is analysis that you have not heard anywhere else in the mainstream media. But how were the January 6th protesters, how were they prosecuted? Well, they were prosecuted for trespassing, but those are basically misdemeanors. You don't go to jail for those. And destruction of public property, again, you don't serve any serious jail time. But here's what they were prosecuted under. And if you want to Google this, double check me, fact check me. Love it. There's a bill called the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. Sarbanes-Oxley is, again, it's a big word, I understand that, but the Sarbanes-Oxley Act was a law that was instituted to fight financial corruption. Financial corruption. And yet this, all of the January 6th protesters were convicted, those who were convicted under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. And you're saying, wait a minute, I've never heard this anywhere. Exactly. You haven't. Here's what the Sarbanes-Oxley Act says. It makes it a felony. And I'm quoting here. If you want to look it up, it's under the United States Code, Section 1512, Paragraph C. Whoever corruptly alters, destroys, mutilates, conceals a record, document, or other object, or attempts to do so with the intent to impair the object's integrity or availability for use in an official proceeding. And it deals with financial documents. It deals with things like stocks and bonds and other sorts of financial documents. And then it says in paragraph 2, it says this, or otherwise obstructs, influences, or impedes any official proceeding or attempt to do so, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned to not more than 20 years or both, unquote. So what happened is there was a gentleman by the name of Fisher. That's his last name. I'm not sure of his first name, but Mr. Fisher, was convicted under this. Actually, when he went to trial, the district court judge found that the Sarbanes-Oxley Act deals with financial instruments. It doesn't deal with insurrection. It does not deal with trespassing. It does not deal with the destruction of public property. And so, therefore, that act could not be used to prosecute what happened on January 6th. That went up to the Court of Appeals. Court of Appeals disagreed. And so now this case is going to the Supreme Court. In fact, it's not going to. It was heard. So if you think about what were you doing last Tuesday afternoon, not yesterday, but a week ago yesterday, this sleepy little case called Fisher versus the United States was argued at the Supreme Court. I watched the news. It got very little coverage. It got a brief mention, and it was like a one-day story, and then poof, it was gone. But the Supreme Court justices were questioning, and during the oral argument at the Supreme Court, were questioning how and under what circumstances can a statute that was specifically written to fight financial crime be used to prosecute people for alleged insurrection. And lest you think this is just, oh, those nasty conservative justices at the Supreme Court are at it again. You know, that very, you know, that right-wing extremist, Ketanji Brown Jackson, even her, she had some legitimate concerns about the word otherwise. Because everything else under Sarbanes-Oxley is talking about financial documents. But then it says otherwise instructs, influences, or impedes, et cetera, et cetera. So the entire January 6th prosecution of everyone who was convicted rests on the definition of the word otherwise. Now, I actually did some legal research on this because it kind of reminded me of when President Clinton at the time was being questioned extensively on what the word is means. And he also apparently had some difficulty understanding what the definition of the phrase sexual relations meant when it comes to Monica Lewinsky. So words have meaning. And so isn't it funny, though? Only in America would all of these prosecutions of this. It was criminal activity, but not the same. It was not an insurrection. But all of this rises or falls based upon the definition of otherwise. Now, as I looked up otherwise and did some research on it, I found that when courts have construed the word otherwise in a criminal statute, it means to do similar conduct in a different way. Similar conduct in a different way. So when I went back and read some of the transcripts from the oral arguments at the Supreme Court from a week ago yesterday, we had two justices, Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, both, one on the right, one on the left, both were focusing all of their questions on how can the word otherwise, which means, again, to do something similar conduct in a different way. Similar conduct would be, under Sarbanes-Oxley, similar conduct to financial crimes, because the entire act is about financial crimes. So something that's similar conduct would be similar financial crimes, right? That's what similar conduct means. I don't know of anything about January 6th that involves financial transactions. I'm not aware of any. And so they were questioning the attorneys at the Supreme Court about how the word otherwise in a financial crime statute can be used, that one word be the linchpin basis upon which to prosecute all of the January 6th trespassers. So what's the bottom line when you fast forward through that particular analysis? Here it is. I mean, even Justice Roberts was questioning the word otherwise. And when you look at the makeup of the Supreme Court, Justice Roberts is the swing vote when it comes to 5-4 decisions. In fact, and sometimes he can rule in the minority and it still be 5-4. He's the linchpin that makes it 6-3. And Justice Roberts was also very, with laser-like precision, was focusing in on this word otherwise. So where does that leave us? if the Supreme Court rules, and again, you're not heard this anywhere, there's going to be a shock. There's going to be wailing and gnashing of teeth from the left-wing media when this happens. And I say when, not if. But when the Supreme Court decides that the word otherwise under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act does not encompass activities involving breaking into federal buildings, destroying federal property, and sitting in a seat of a congressman when you're wearing a Viking helmet and howling at the moon, whenever that happens and the justices say, Sarbanes-Oxley, the word otherwise, doesn't mean any of those things, doesn't mean that you're a shaman, doesn't mean that you parade around with a stolen American flag, because it's not, none of those things are financial crimes. So therefore, everyone who's been convicted under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act now must have their convictions reversed. When that happens, just think for a moment, the repercussions. How will the left in this country react to all of the January 6th protesters having those convictions overturned? Now, they'll still have convictions based upon, again, breaking into the facilities, when they were on the property without having proper permission, and they were destroying public property. All of those things, those convictions will stand. But those don't involve jail time. So when you have in the trespassing, again, you don't go to jail for trespassing. So when these convictions get overturned, imagine the howling, the wailing, and the gnashing of teeth that we're going to hear from coast to coast when that happens. I just wanted to give you a heads up because I am 93.7% sure that that's going to happen. I'm giving myself a little wiggle room there, but I'm fairly sure that's going to happen because of the way that those 350 so-called insurrectionists were prosecuted under the Sarbanes-Oxley Act. Here's my question to you, and I've got a lot more topics tonight. I have no shortage of topics this evening. But number one, how do you think the mainstream media will reply or respond if these convictions are overturned? And number two, do you think that it was an insurrection, or was it simply trespassing, destruction of property, people out of control who should be prosecuted for what they did, not prosecuted for what they did not do? What are your thoughts on this? Call, phone lines are open, or text 314-436-7900. More after this on At Your Service.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're winding towards the 10 o'clock hour here on At Your Service. Thanks for sticking around with us. And one of the things I want to mention here, and actually Larry brought it up, caller Larry, longtime listener Larry, brought this up a few minutes ago when he called in, and that is about the protesters. We're seeing pro-Palestinian, anti-Israeli protesting going on college campuses across this country. And when I say protests, I'm not meaning just people carrying signs and protesting and speaking where they're allowed to speak. We're seeing violent outbursts. We're seeing police having to remove protesters who are breaking the law. But here's what I want to address. We hear all of these shouts of people claiming, and I even saw it in the news today, where some of these pro-Palestinian, anti-Israeli protesters are saying that their First Amendment rights are being squelched. Well, that made my ears perk up because I love First Amendment issues and I love freedom of speech issues. And you've heard me say on this very show that many times, in fact, that freedom of speech doesn't exist to protect popular speech. Popular speech doesn't need protection. What needs protection is unpopular speech. And so do these protesters enjoy some degree of First Amendment protections? And the answer is clearly yes, they do. And if they want to say things like, what is it, from the ocean to the sea or from the river to the sea, which is basically a chant that means the extermination of Israel, to me, that's reprehensible as an American. It's reprehensible as someone who is in favor of democracy. It's also it's reprehensible to me as someone who's a Christian. So on all of those reasons, I find it reprehensible, but it is protected speech. But here's the thing. It's protected to a certain degree. What do I mean by that? Well, take, for example, Columbia University. That's one of the hotbeds of protests, along with Yale and Harvard. Those are private institutions. And what I think these protesters, if they would spend more time actually studying books instead of chanting for the death of Israelis, they would understand something called the state action doctrine. Under the state action doctrine, Supreme Court doctrine, the First Amendment only applies to government action against citizens. So it doesn't apply to individuals who are protesting on private property, or it doesn't apply to private companies. For example, you've heard me talk a lot about in the past 2 years now that social media companies can censor speech. If they're doing it on their own, there's no First Amendment problem because we do not have a First Amendment right to speak on a privately owned social network. We don't. Now, when the government is directing those media companies to censor speech, like it's been proven to have been happening under the Biden administration, now it becomes government action that's censoring speech. But it's not just because of the private company. So what am I saying here? In California, at the University of California, at the Berkeley Law School, that is probably the most liberal place in America, Berkeley, California. And the dean of the law school there is a famous liberal, maybe he would even agree socialist. His name is Erwin Chemerinsky. It's funny, just this week, people were showing up on his private lawn at his private residence. And they were chanting things like death to Israel. They were chanting things like free Palestine. There's no right for Israel to exist, those types of things. And Erwin Chemerinsky called the cops. He said, "You're on my lawn, pal. You don't get to chant this stuff on." And when they were being cuffed and taken away, those people were saying our First Amendment rights were being infringed upon. No, they weren't. You do not have a First Amendment right to protest on your neighbor's lawn. You don't. And if you want to prove how that works, come to my lawn and protest, and I will show you exactly how the First Amendment does not protect you. It doesn't. It doesn't. And yet these folks don't understand that. So as a private university, Columbia has the right to set up its own rules on speech as part of a contract to teach or to study at the school. In other words, since it's private, they can say, we will allow you, Mr. or Ms. or other, because a lot of the folks at college today aren't men or women, they're other. So if you're one of those three, a man, a woman, or other, and you want to come to this university, we will allow you to do so, except if you violate our policies. And if you violate our policies, we're going to escort you off of our private property. And guess what? Some of these universities are shockingly, and I say shockingly because I'm glad that they're finally doing it. Welcome to the party, pal. But they're saying, when you chant death to Israel, that falls under hate speech. Now, hate speech is not illegal. Hear me. Hate speech, and people say that, oh, if it's hate speech, you can bar it. No, the Supreme Court has ruled time and time again, hate speech is allowed. Does that mean I'm in favor of hate speech? No. It means that it's unpopular and it's protected by the First Amendment. So it's not that what they're saying violates the First Amendment. The point is where they are saying it and when they are saying it. For example, if someone wants to stand on the sidewalk and say death to Israel, are they allowed to do that? The answer is, if you're talking about the middle of the day, absolutely. If you stand on the sidewalk in front of my house and yell death to Israel at 4 a.m., I'm calling the cops, okay? Because there's what's called time and place restrictions on freedom of speech. So if you want to say that at 2 in the afternoon, knock yourself out, buddy. I'll even bring you a bottle of water if you get thirsty. But if you're doing it at 3 in the morning, you're going to the pokey, because that freedom of speech has time and place restrictions. So if you go on Erwin Chemerinsky's lawn and shout death to Israel, he, even though he's a socialist, he's calling the cops, because it violates those principles. So when we're looking at these things, and that's what was so frustrating to me, and we talked about this a little bit with Larry, we, during the Michael Brown riots and the Black Lives Matter riots, buildings were being set on fire. Police cars were being destroyed. Store windows were being shattered. Businesses were being burned to the ground. And individuals were being harmed. And all of that, we heard from the mainstream media, this is a peaceful protest. No, which part of that is peaceful? Was the arson in the building, the rampant looting of the goods, or the destruction of property? Which of those three constitute a peaceful protest? The answer is none of it. So those folks oftentimes were not enough, but they should have been prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Were they exercising their freedom of speech? Perhaps, but freedom of speech does not entail looting a building and stealing Nike tennis shoes. That is not freedom of speech. And you do it, you should go to jail, regardless of whether you're chanting anything for any political party or any supposed violation of human rights. You're going to jail. And in this instance, these folks who are protesting at college campuses, when they violate those rules for the private universities, they have and they should be escorted off the property and not allowed to return. So when you're watching these protests on TV or listening to them on the radio, just ask yourself, where is this happening and at what time is this happening? Those are the questions that need to be asked. Now, I've gotten a lot of texts here, and I'll respond to some of these. I got one person texting in, hey, sounding great on 1120 now, fantastic legal analysis. The mainstream media will report that the convictions were overturned and completely gloss over why when it actually happens. And then another person texted in, do you think government officials should shut down any protests on public college campuses? Well, again, only if it violates time and place restrictions. If you are at a place that's designated for, like, for example, at Mizzou. At Mizzou, they have, and I know we're coming up here on the clock here. I've got to take a break. But at Mizzou, there's a designated area. I think it's called Speaker's Corner at Mizzou. And at that place, you can say anything you want at any time for any reason. So should people who are at Speaker's Corner be arrested? Absolutely not. And if they are, they are having their First Amendment rights infringed upon. And yet, if they're standing at the quad shouting and preventing classes from moving forward because of their shouting through bullhorns, should they be escorted off the property? Absolutely they should be, regardless of what they're saying. If they're yelling and screaming Bible verses, they should be escorted off the campus. Not because of what they're saying. See, it's not content-based. That's what the courts look at. Are you being persecuted for the content of your speech or the way in which the speech is being delivered? Folks, that's enormously important when it comes to legal analysis. So are they being prosecuted for what they're saying or how and when and where they are saying it? That is the key to analyzing whether it's permissible speech or whether it is impermissible speech. What do you think? Do you think that that the protesters should be prosecuted for what they say or just prosecuted for when and how they say it? 314-436-7900, call or text. I'm going to try to get to a lot of these texts here during the break. Thanks for being a part of the show. We'll be right back. Hey, welcome back to the last segment. Thanks so much for being part of the show. As I say almost every week when I'm on, I do this show because I love the interaction with callers and I love the interaction with those who text in. That's why I do this. And you get to be a part of this show unlike any other form of media out there. And I appreciate the calls we've gotten this evening, a lot of great calls. We've gotten a lot of great texts. I've been typing throughout the breaks, responding to folks, because I've been getting a lot of excellent, excellent texts here in this evening on these topics. And talking about this idea of free speech, and I've got about 3 minutes left here with the show, 3 or 4 minutes left in the show tonight. But you would think, and you see all of these protests. Now you see officials, whether it's university officials or you see sometimes even the police getting involved with these pro-Palestinian, anti-Israeli, anti-Jewish protesters. But here's what you don't see. Do you see any backlash coming from the college campuses themselves? In other words, you could say that, you could see that maybe college campus students are saying, well, these pro-Palestinian, anti-Israeli, anti-Jewish protesters, they do not represent the majority of people on college campuses. Are you hearing any of that? Are you hearing any counter-protesting by university students calling out what these people are saying as being hate speech? Are you seeing any of that? I'm not. If you are, please clue me in on where you're hearing or seeing this, because I'm not seeing any reaction. So, in other words, the tacit compliance by college students on college campuses really states that so many on college campuses today, the students themselves, agree with the message that's being quoted by the pro-Palestinian, anti-Israeli, anti-Jewish protesters. They agree with it. They're not squawking about it. And yet, even though as messed up as that could be, there was a poll that literally just came out at Stanford University, California. 75% of students at Stanford University said it is acceptable to shout down conservative speakers and prevent them from speaking because of the content of their conservative speech. 75%. So let me put this in context for you. If you have, say, Ann Coulter show up and speak at Stanford University, last year it was a federal judge by the name of Judge Kyle Duncan. He's a member of the Federalist Society. He's a conservative appellate judge. He showed up to speak at Stanford, and the shouts and the screaming and the fires started in trash cans meant that the speech had to be stopped. Ann Coulter speaks at anywhere on college campuses. Cars are lit on fire. There's mass protesting because, my goodness, we cannot even stand to have a conservative speaker anywhere near our sensitive, sensitive liberal ears. Are you seeing any of that right now with the pro-Palestinian, anti-Israeli, anti-Jewish protesting? Are you seeing any counter-protest? Are you seeing people lighting things on fire and saying, this outrage of the anti-Jewish hate speech must stop? We must stop. Are you seeing anything like that? No, you're not. It's crickets out there. But yet let a conservative go and speak on a college campus, and oh my goodness, it's wailing and gnashing of teeth. It's dogs and cats living together. It's outrage that there would be a conservative speaker on campus, but it's okay from the college student's perspective if you're going to bash Israel and you're going to bash the state of Israel and in turn its ally, the United States of America. Am I suggesting that these protesters should be squelched because of the content of their speech? Absolutely not. What I'm asking you to do is to ask yourself, why is the anti-Jewish hate speech acceptable and conservative speech is not? That, my friends, is the question that needs to be asked. Another question that needs to be asked is, What are you going to be doing at 10 o'clock this evening? Hopefully you'll be listening to the best of Dave Glover coming up next right here on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.